So I thought about hornets' nests, and instantly felt certain that there were 32 of them spread around the 150 or so acres of the island, and that they were especially thick near the grove of apple trees on the island's northern side. I went back to the boat and reported. "Then it only exists upon the island itself," Morgan rumbled, "like any other genius loci. This one must be bloody ancient to have attained a state of intellectus, even if it is limited to its own shorelines." "Could be handy," I noted. Morgan didn't open his eyes, but bared his teeth in a wolf's smile. "Certainly. If your foes were considerate enough to come all the way out here to meet you." "Could be handy," I repeated firmly. Morgan arched an eyebrow and gave me a sharp look. "Come on, Grasshopper," I said to Molly. "Cast off the lines. You're about to learn how to drive the boat." By the time we made it back to the marina, the sun had risen. I coached Molly through the steps of bringing the water beetle safely into dock, even though I wasn't exactly Horatio Hornblower myself. We managed to do it without breaking or sinking anything, which is what counts. I tied off the boat and went onto the dock. Molly followed me anxiously to the rail. "No problem here, Grasshopper. Take her out for about 10 minutes in a random direction that you choose, then turn off the engine and wait. I'll signal you when I'm ready for you to pick me up."
"Are you sure we shouldn't stay together or something?" she asked anxiously.
I shook my head. "Tracking spells can't home in too well over water," I said. "And you'll know if someone's coming for you from a mile away, literally. Keep Morgan out there, and you should be as safe as anywhere." She frowned.
"What if he gets worse?"
"Use your noggin, kid. Do whatever you think is most likely to keep you both alive." I started untying the line. "I shouldn't be gone more than a couple of hours. If I don't show, the plan is the same as when I went up to the tower. Get yourself vanished." She swallowed.
"And Morgan?"
"Make him as comfortable as you can, and leave him." She stared at me for a minute.
"Really?"
"If I get taken out, I don't think you'll be able to protect him," I said, as matter-of-factly as I could. "Or catch the real bad guy, so run like hell and let him look out for himself." I saw her think that over, then she smiled slightly.
"It would really humiliate him if he found himself under the protection of a girl, an apprentice, and a possible warlock to boot."
I nodded.
"True."
Molly pursed her lips thoughtfully.
"That might be worth staying for."
"Kid," I said, "the smart thing for you to do, if it all goes sour, is to run."
"Smart," she said, "but not right."
I studied her soberly.
"You sure?"
"Because there's a world of hurt waiting to fall." She nodded, her face pale.
"I'll try."
And she would. I could see that in her eyes.